B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
It's a Tad and Drex Show. What's going on, Kara?
There is no bigger dating deal breaker than your friends not liking your partner. For women especially, it's a big deal that your close girlfriends kind of gel with your man. And one of my best friends, Jenna, just started dating this new guy a few weeks ago. Wow. And she has been talking about this dude nonstop. Totally head over heels. It's only been a few weeks and we are all skeptical because she has a terrible picker. She has been like the worst dating disaster forever. But she's been like real sketchy about us meeting this guy. I mean, they've been dating at least 3 weeks now and we hear about him, but we never see him. So there's 10 of us. So I can understand why it would be intimidating to bring a new guy around to meet everybody.
It's like meeting a jury on your first.
It really, really is. So she planned a fun dinner for us out in Marietta Square on this cool patio. And everything started off like well enough. He was super handsome and kind of nice at first, but they were just little kind of red flags that were being thrown through the night. And then, listen, ultimately, at the very end of the dinner, the server came around and brought the check and the nail in this guy's coffin. The waitress hands him the little folded tab thing, and he looks at it, and he gets a little, like, twitchy, and I notice him, like, say something to Jenna, like, I'm not paying for this. This wasn't my idea. Another one of my girlfriends saw that and we looked at each other and we were like, did he really just say that? Is he expecting her to pick up the bill for this? Like, you're being brought into this group of ladies to be introduced for the first time. Don't you want to make a good impression and like make us feel good that you're taking care of our girl?
Kara, did you actually hear what he said to her? Are you sure that he didn't say,
I was sitting right across from them. No. Okay. And, you know, he was big upping how he's got this great job and this stuff. So if you've got a great job and it's not a money issue, like, pay the bill for your girl. You're in front of her homies. Like, what is happening? What is wrong with this dude?
Yeah, be cheap in private, not in front of the homies.
What is the issue here? Why is that a big deal?
Why is it a big deal? You're being introduced into this girl's group of friends for the very first time. This is like going to the survival tribunal. Like, you can be voted off the island and it happens quickly.
I see this as such a sign of respect that, he didn't want to fly his flag of toxic masculinity and snatch the bill from your friend Jenna. He said, you know what? You're a strong woman. You have a job. He said,
this wasn't my idea. I'm not paying for this, is what he said.
Well, it wasn't. If Jenna invited this new guy out to eat to meet you guys, it technically is on her to pay for it. Also, I don't see gender. So why does the man have to pay?
It's not about paying the bill. It's about like us girlfriends seeing that this guy, if you're not going to do like this one fun gesture in front of all of this woman's girlfriends, what else are you doing that we're not seeing? That is a major red flag. That is a dating deal breaker. You're out.
Drex, you're skeptical of this. So I want to know if what Kara just told us isn't a deal breaker.
It's not.
Then what is? 404-741-0985. Come on, ladies. You've all been there. Tad, Drex, and Kara talking dating deal breakers. We want some examples.
Yeah, so I feel like there is no bigger dating deal breaker than your friends not liking who you're with. And it happened really quickly over the weekend. One of my best friends brought this new guy she had been seeing around. And this was the first time we met. We had a nice dinner. The bill comes and he looks at her and says, this wasn't my idea. I'm not paying for this.
It really is a reflection on your friends, isn't it? Like, these people are terrible. I shouldn't have to pay for this.
Well, he wasn't paying for all of us. He was just paying for his and Jenna's food and drink. I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
So Drex was saying, that's not a dating deal breaker. I say, well, then what is? Linda in Loganville?
Well, I had been dating this gentleman, and we went out 3 or 4 times. And then one afternoon, there had been really nasty weather. He came and he picked me up at my office and we were going to go to dinner. He said, I just want to stop and check on a friend of mine because there had been some really ugly weather in their area. And I just want to make sure everything's okay.
What a good guy. I mean, that's the type of guy you want to date, Linda. Nice. Yeah.
So we get to this apartment and ring the doorbell and a little boy that looks exactly like him comes to the door. He's about 4 years old. This guy's a redhead with blue eyes. And then here comes Mama following up behind the little boy, and she's holding a little blue-eyed, red-headed baby girl about 6 months old.
No.
What?
No.
Linda,
no.
And I was like, okay, what's going on? And he goes, Linda, this is Julie, my wife.
His
my
wife?
Well, you know what? My Before wife. You start dating, you should really meet the family.
She tells me that they are separated, but they just can't afford a divorce.
Oh, no.
And she was okay you were dating her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We compared notes. The thing is, the baby was only 6 months old.
Yeah.
So we hadn't been over that long.
Right?
So we got to talking. We both decided that we were both better off without him. 5 years later, she's the bridesmaid at my wedding when I marry a real man.
No way. So you guys became friends.
Yep, she and I are still friends.
Oh, my gosh.
And that piece of poo that we were both dating has been in jail for about 12 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Serves him right.
Hey, Linda, Netflix is on hold. They want to hear your story.
That's crazy. All right, 404-741-0985. Christina in Vinings, what was your dating deal breaker?
He got a call from his wife. So it kind of put a damper on it.
Oh, my gosh.
What is with these guys?
I know. Well, the thing is like, how did you find out that he got a call from his wife?
The photo, the ID said, my wife.
Oh, no. What an idiot.
And did you ask him about it? Were you like, excuse me, didn't that say my wife? And what was his response?
It was, well, yeah, but like, you know, we have an understanding. At any time a dude says, doesn't that woman doesn't know they got an understanding? Goodbye.
That's a deal breaker. Anytime a guy says we have an understanding.
Nope.
Yeah, right. I like that.
Right
and
out.
The thing is you'd be like, well, y'all have an understanding, but you and I don't have an understanding. Like, well, how would your wife feel if I called you and it said, my girlfriend?
Right? My girlfriend.
My mistress.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 826. What's going on, Kara?
The big Grammy Awards were last night. It was 3 hours and 45 minutes long. If you missed it, I've got the good, bad, and the ugly for you. It was kind of cool. They were outside, and it was just like some of the major performers and everybody that was in the audience. They were nicely socially distanced.
Kind of cool. It was the greatest Grammys of all time.
It?
Grammys is the only award show that I actually want to watch.
Yeah.
And they played last night. They played to the people at home for
right.
once instead of the, you know.
The audience.
Even the audience, it's a big audience, but still, compared to the people at home, play to the people at home. They did it right.
Absolutely. Ugh. Well, the good was Beyonce won 4 awards, which gave her 28 lifetime Grammys, and girl made history.
Breaking the all-time record for the most Grammy wins ever by any female artist or any singer, male or female, the Grammy goes to Beyonce!
I know my daughter is watching. Blue, congratulations. She won a Grammy tonight. I'm so proud of you.
Wait, Blue won a Grammy? What did Blue win a Grammy for?
Yeah, they did a song together called Brown Skin Girl, and they won for that. And it was really, really cool. So the bad moment, I don't think there was really a bad performance or a terrible moment, but Billie Eilish did kind of Kanye West herself when she won a big award.
This is really embarrassing for me. Megan, girl, I was gonna write a speech about how you deserve this, but then I was like, there's no way they're gonna choose me. I was like, it's hers. You deserve this. You had a year that I think is untoppable. You are a queen. I wanna cry thinking about how much I love you. You're so beautiful. You're so talented. You deserve everything in the world. I think about you constantly. I root for you always. You deserve it, honestly. Genuinely, this goes to her. Can we just cheer for Megan Thee Stallion, please?
She went on and on about Megan Thee Stallion. Like, she didn't win a couple awards herself. It was kind of ridiculous.
It was sweet.
Sweet, yes.
But now, Billie Eilish is not allowed within 500 feet of Megan Thee Stallion.
Probably not. Okay, so now for the ugly. And thank goodness this was not televised. A producer accepting the Best Music Film Award made a huge boo-boo in his acceptance speech.
Excellent. I want to thank Linda Ronstadt for allowing us to make this movie, and Rob Friedman, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oops.
Yep.
Jeffrey Epstein, no? We're not thanking him?
No, he was trying to thank the directors of that Linda Ronstadt film, Rob Epstein and Jeffrey Friedman. But, you know, a little dyslexia never hurt anybody.
That's right. That's true.
Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
If you have been working on your fitness and you're ready to tackle the world's largest 10K, today is your day. Registration is now open for the 52nd annual AJC Peachtree Road Race. It's going to happen in person over 2 days this year, July 3rd and 4th. You can choose to go virtual or you can run in person. There will be in-person capacity limited, but they haven't said what that cap is going to be quite yet. So if you want to run this year, jump on it, ajc.com/Peachtree.
I had a rude awakening over the weekend trying on shorts that I wore last summer because the weather was so beautiful. I'll be signing up for the AJC road race. Let's put it that way. Holy mackerel.
I think that's a lot of us that can't fit into our pants right now, but it's okay.
Thank you, 2020, for allowing me to eat all that stuff, though. It was wonderful. Good morning. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara. Think about your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Would she approve of award shows, the Grammys, pop stars today?
Definitely my grandmother. She would be aghast. She would,
right.
And especially last night with some of the performances, right. She would have been just beside herself.
So the Grammys were last night. And when it was safe to do so, I went to the Antebellum James Burgess Assisted Living Center in Sewanee with some pictures of some pop stars to ask the ladies there what they thought. Robin and Marge were there. Starting with Katy Perry's picture, and this is classic Katy Perry with things twirling around.
The California Girls days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you see here?
Boobs. It's like cinnamon rolls.
What advice would you give her in terms of how she dresses?
Tone it down. Get real, I guess.
So, not high marks no. for Katy Perry. So, next, I went with Post Malone.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Picture shows him with the tattoos all over his body, including his face.
Yes.
A lot of words up on the face.
I say tattoos. Is that braces?
That's called a grill. It's, I don't know what. He just decided that he liked it better with a lot of gold teeth.
Well, it looks like he's got braces too.
What do you think he would do for a living if he wasn't so talented musically?
Oh, gosh. Probably be a bum and Skid Row would hire him. He wouldn't have one, probably. I'd left working on the road or something. He'd have to go and get all those tattoos removed, and it might be painful.
All right, so I was waiting for one of the grannies to be like, you know how Lysol says that it cleans 99.9% of all germs?
Right?
Yeah. That's the 0.1. Post Malone is the 0.1 they
right.
make.
Finally, a picture of Miley Cyrus, the one from the VMAs 2013, where she was twerking up against
Robin.
I was,
I was
a little nervous to show him this picture.
What if Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke did this in your living room?
I'd kick them out. I would be embarrassed for them.
So for good measure, I had to talk to a Grampy talking Grammys
Love
to
it.
Find out in contrast. I showed him the same picture of Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke.
Yep.
You're all over it?
Yeah.
You're fine with that?
I'm like Miley, yep.
Because she's got such a great voice.
Definitely. It's a voice that I like about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his shoes. Yeah.
So there you go.
He was blind. Don't even try and play.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Alexis, you have an issue with one of your neighbors. What did she do?
So I saw her post on Facebook that she had gotten her first shot for COVID vaccine. She is not in the demographic. She's perfectly healthy. She doesn't like, you know, she's not a teacher, doesn't care for the elderly. Like, basically, she's jumping the line, right?
When you say she doesn't care for the elderly, do you mean she doesn't take care of the elderly or she just doesn't care for the elderly?
So, Alexis, you're upset because your neighbor jumped the line and got her COVID vaccine before other people? I mean, it's kind of none of your business.
Well, you know, some of us have parents. I have a friend who's immunocompromised. Like, what is this lady doing?
Alexis, you said in your email that you actually have already reported her and there's an investigation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I made an anonymous report to GIVA and just said that she jumped the line.
But when you reported her, you didn't understand that there was going to be an investigation. That's why you need her forgiveness. Is that right?
I want to tell her myself before she gets it from someone else secondhand and just get the chance to explain myself.
You thought it was just going to be Jima reaching out to her saying, don't do that. Now
yeah.
It's turned into some big thing.
Yeah, now you just want to CYA and ask for forgiveness.
You know, we're all supposed to be doing this as a community together.
We're all in this together.
Like
you're right.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
During these unprecedented times.
What's that?
Nothing. I'm going to tell you what. Okay. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to call Kim in a couple of minutes, and we'll see if we can get her to forgive you, okay?
All right.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
So Alexis ratted out her neighbor Kim for jumping the line and getting her COVID vaccine early. She thought Jima was just going to give Kim a slap on the wrist, but now that there's a full investigation, Alexis wants to get ahead of it, come clean, and ask for forgiveness. Sit tight as we get Kim on the phone. We're going to talk to her for a sec.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Kim. This is Tad, Drex, and Caracon from B98.5. How are you? We are calling about your whole COVID vaccine fiasco.
Are you guys a part of the investigation?
No, we're not, but we are interested in the investigation, and we are curious why and how it came that you got your COVID vaccine early.
I'm actually finishing off nursing school, and I'm wrapping up my studies, and then I'm going to be starting to work as soon as possible.
So has this investigation by Jima held you up in your ability to become a nurse? Is it costing you money?
Yeah, I actually am losing money. My new job is ready to start giving me work, and every day that passes, I'm losing money.
Well, that's got to make the person that turned you in feel horrible. Do you know who turned you in?
I have no idea.
Oh, geez.
Well, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. We have your neighbor Alexis on the phone.
Oh,
hey, Kim. I just want to admit to you that I'm the one who reported you to Jima. I had no idea that you were in nursing school.
That's such a terrible thing.
And I just thought you were still a waitress, and I thought I was doing the responsible thing. I had no idea they were going to, like, investigate you, and like I had no idea of any of this.
Kim, I think I heard you say to Alexis that that's a terrible thing to do. Is that right?
Yeah, that was really not okay for you to do. You just put my livelihood in danger.
Well, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Well, there was no reason for you to butt into the situation.
Well, we're supposed to be doing this all together, like a community. Like if you had ever, you know, like participated in anything.
Well, if you
that the neighborhood had, we would like know each other and we could like talk to each other, then maybe like this wouldn't have happened.
Talk to each other?
Yeah, we're neighbors. We've lived across the street for like 3 years.
I've never thought you wanted to interact with me.
Sounds to me like you guys are not really that tight of friends. How are you Facebook friends?
Because when she first moved in, I was super friendly.
Alexis, did you turn me in because I got the COVID vaccine or because I hurt your feelings and you can't handle it?
I don't understand why this is on me. I am trying to apologize.
Alexis.
Yeah.
It is on you. You ratted out your neighbor's a nursing student. There's an investigation on her right now.
She can just say or give them her transcripts or whatever you do with school stuff.
Alexis, you dropped a dime on her, and now you think you can just call off the dogs? The helicopters are swirling.
I'm trying to apologize, and I'm sorry.
Well, Alexis, it's up to Kim if she's willing to forgive and forget. Are you, Kim?
I will forgive you if you want to make a sworn statement on video right now retracting your accusations.
Wait, you're going to depose her?
Yeah, but you have to have, like, your nursing student stuff with you. I can't just...
So you want Kim to dress up like a nurse and then videotape you?
No. That's hysterical.
This is why we're not friends.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow at 7 a.m., Candace's husband has been tearing up their house looking for something. And Candace needs to ask him to forgive her because, well, she knows where the item is. She donated it to Goodwill.
Oh, no.
Boy. Tomorrow morning, Forgive and Forget, 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters at 726. Clouds, scattered showers near 70 today, 62 right now. What's going on, Kara?
It's a big day today. We've got an additional 3.3 million Georgians are now eligible to receive that COVID vaccine. So last week, Governor Kemp expanded the criteria to people 55 and older and those 16 years of age and older that have high risk medical conditions. So they're all encouraged to check out myvaccinegeorgia.com to try and schedule your appointment. We've got 9 state-run vaccine sites and the big FEMA run over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So hopefully, as we've got more of these places opening up, it'll be much easier to get people in and out and schedule those appointments, because I know it's been tough. But we already have like 1.6 million Georgians that have been vaccinated, so we're definitely on the right track.
Let's get it. Roll up those sleeves.
Right?
Come on. Let's
Come
get
on.
This thing over with.
We need to go to a concert.
We've got to get a good feeling.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
There is a Smyrna ninth grader that has recently earned the highest Girl Scout award for creating math videos for sixth graders to help them during the pandemic. Her name's Gabrielle Tobin, and her love of helping others began on her 10th birthday when she decided that she wanted to give gifts to others instead of receive them. So recently, she adopted Lindley Sixth Grade Academy in Cobb County and started donating school supplies. But once the pandemic hit, Gabrielle was really concerned that the students were going to start falling behind, particularly in math. So she and some of her friends created 13 different math videos to keep the kids on track. And the Lovett ninth grader has accomplished something that only 6% of Girl Scouts ever do. And that's earning the highest award offered by the Scouts, the prestigious Gold Award for these peer-to-peer videos. So way to go, Gabrielle.
10 years old?
She started when she was 10 years old. She's in ninth grade now.
Making math videos?
Making math videos, right? She needs to be schooling me for sure.
You know, they have superlatives in the yearbook?
Uh-huh.
Class apple polisher. I won that award. I would like to nominate Gabrielle for that as well. Only somebody that has won the award can say that. I was one. I think she should be one.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Hey, Colin Marietta.
Yes, that is me.
Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
You know, Kara, you're great and all, but the room's getting a little full. You're going to have to go.
Fighting words. All right, Cole, I'm out of here. Good luck.
We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. I don't know if you knew this, but Kara lost earlier this morning. So
I actually just heard that. I'm like, all right, she's a little flustered at the moment. So let's go 2 for 2.
She's off her game. So I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. While Kara stands outside the room, we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, as you know, you're going to win $100 of her money. Are you ready?
Hey, let's get it. I'm all in.
Question 1. Beyonce broke records last night for the most Grammys won by any singer. What trio did she start out with before going solo?
Destiny's Child.
Question 2. Ringo Starr presented the record of the year to Billie Eilish. What group was Ringo a member of?
You said Ringo?
Ringo. Ringo Starr.
Oh, man. God.
All right. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, this is an all Grammy Are You Smarter Than Kara? Question 3. Lionel Richie honored Kenny Rogers by singing the song Lady, which Lionel actually wrote for Kenny. What was Kenny's nickname?
Oh, man, no.
Come on, he was known as the...
Kenny.
You gotta know when to hold him, know when to fold him. No?
No, I'm out. I'm sorry. I got
Question number 4. Megan Thee Stallion had a big night last night. If stallion is a male horse, what's a female horse called?
It is a mare.
5. Trevor Noah was the host of the show last night. He's the host of what Comedy Central show?
The Daily Show.
All right. I'm going to bring Kara back in and let you know you got 3 right.
Hey, 3 is right.
Yeah.
3 is great.
These are tough questions. Kara, 3's the number to beat. Are you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
1, Beyonce. This is an all Grammy. Are You Smarter Than Kara?
Okay.
1, Beyonce broke records last night for the most Grammys won by any singer. What trio did she start out with before going solo?
Destiny's Child.
It is 1-1. 2, Ringo Starr presented the Record of the Year to Billie Eilish. What group was Ringo a member of?
He was a Beatle.
He was a member
of the Beatles.
Of the Beatles, Cole.
Oh,
the Beatles.
My goodness.
You got that one wrong.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Question number three. Lionel Richie honored Kenny Rogers by singing the song Lady, which Lionel actually wrote for Kenny. What's Kenny's nickname?
He's the gambler?
He's the gambler. He's the gambler, Cole.
Hey, I'm not a big gamble guy, so I'm out on that.
3-1. Kara's in the lead. Megan the Stallion had a big night last night. If a stallion is a male horse, what's a female horse called?
A mare.
A mare is not John Mayer, a mare. It is 4-2. And finally, question number five. Trevor Noah was the host of the show last night. He's the host of what Comedy Central show?
The Daily Show?
The Daily Show is right. Final score. Yeah. Kara, 5. Cole, 3. Ringo stars a Beatle. Are you smarter than Kara?
You know, today I'm not smarter than Kara, but that's okay. You know what? You guys are awesome. Keep doing your thing. Thanks for having me on.
Kara, your new record, 985 wins and 35 losses.
Sorry, Cole.
All good. Thank you.
We're going to play again tomorrow morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Sign up at tadandrex.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.